Good morning. It's great to be here today. Over the past few days, I've enjoyed reconnecting with friends, colleagues, and meeting members and new industry stakeholders. As the newly elected chairman, I'm proud to be joined at this conference by such a diverse and passionate crowd. This year, as I was traveling here from the cold and the snow of the Midwest, I couldn't help but think about the paths we've all taken to get here to Phoenix. In the early days of the industry, I, like many of my colleagues, spent many days and weeks traveling the gravel roads of the Midwest, trying to explain biodiesel to farmers, co-ops, anyone who would listen to our story. 12 years ago, my tireless sales pitch was for people to listen to what biodiesel had to offer, maybe even handing them a 5-gallon bucket just to try it. I'm so glad we don't have to hand out these 5-gallon buckets any longer. As the industry took form and biodiesel gained recognition, selling a 55-gallon drum or an occasional truckload were great days on the road. Early biodiesel advocates all had a conviction that we could build a new industry founded in adding value to farmers. We had a belief that biodiesel was the answer to making America safer and healthier. Jim, you remember those days. You remember how tough it was, how tough the business was, and how precious sales were. And I can vividly remember the day that I sold the first rail car of biodiesel for our company, 25,000 gallons. With that one sale, we had sold the volume of 4 truckloads. That was a great day. I was so proud. I was ecstatic. I was jubilant. It couldn't get any better. But that began a whole new evolution in advancing our market. Today, we've come a very long way from that 5-gallon pail. Biodiesel has been categorized as an advanced biofuel. The federal biodiesel tax incentive has been extended. The courts have denied a petition challenging the RFS. And of course, the EPA has issued the final 2011 RFS2 volume requirements. $800 million. That's a lot of buckets of biodiesel. We sure have come a long way, haven't we? I want to offer a sincere congratulations to former Chairman Ed Hegland and the other leaders and the staff of the National Biodiesel Board and to the entire industry for working together to resolve the challenges that plagued our industry last year. As difficult as it was, we all pulled together. We stayed the course and we got it done. We should be proud. We all know that these victories came with sacrifice. These last 2 years have put stress on our businesses, our finances, and our families. There are fewer chairs in this room today, but by enduring the last 2 years, we're now poised for one of the biggest years on record. The biodiesel industry is stepping into a new role in our nation's energy complex. We are America's advanced biofuel. Even with such great successes, we must look ahead to new challenges. The RFS was once meant to be a floor for demand, but now it's a market driver. Having an 800 million gallon market over the next 11 months is reason for celebration and diligence. We can't forget that our industry's existing capacity is well over 2 billion gallons. And we'll need to continue to advance our role by partnering with the petroleum industry. In this environment, there's no substitute for smart decisions, a good business plan, and innovative thinking. As the nation's only commercially available, domestically produced, advanced biofuel, we are absolutely committed to making sure RFS2 helps America reduce harmful greenhouse gas emissions, supports American agriculture, and promotes energy independence. We're committed to working with the EPA and our partners in the petroleum industry to encourage strict enforcement of RIN compliance and integrity. With implementation of RFS2, we must renew our commitment to producing the highest quality ASTM spec fuel for the distillate marketplace. Fortunately, the National Biodiesel Board recognized the critical importance of fuel quality early on. We're focused on continuous improvement through the three E's of fuel quality: education, encouragement, and enforcement. MBB programs remain focused on educating stakeholders throughout the distribution supply chain. Confidence in biodiesel increased as we distributed educational materials, conducted training seminars and webinars with the partners. We must continue to expand education and outreach. Through steadfast encouragement, the Voluntary Quality Assurance Program, BQ9000, continues to grow. At least 70% of biodiesel capacity today is now represented by BQ9000 accredited companies. Last year, we added a lab certification program to accompany current producer and marketer certifications. Thanks to the support of the Iowa Soybean Association, the National Biodiesel Board, and the Iowa Biodiesel Board, Iowa Central Community College was the first lab to blaze this trail. Today, three labs are certified, with others sure to follow. Over the last several years, MBB has taken the unprecedented step of working aggressively with federal and state regulatory agencies to ensure the best possible outcome for our members and customers. This includes enforcement agencies such as the IRS, the EPA, the state divisions of weights and measures, as well as state legislatures. As a result, today, 48 states have now adopted D6751 as the biodiesel specification. 18 states now proactively test fuel in the marketplace and penalize noncompliance. We can't afford to get complacent on fuel quality if we want the renewable fuel standard to succeed. Another challenge that we'll face: availability of affordable feedstock to responsibly grow the biomass-based diesel requirement. RFS2 allows the EPA to adjust the biomass-based diesel category above a billion gallons in 2012. To meet this challenge, Ed Hagland appointed a task force to determine our industry's future supplies of natural fats and oils. Chaired by World Energy's Gene Gabolis, the committee has commissioned world-class experts to develop comprehensive agronomic, economic, and market data to better understand biodiesel feedstock availability and its role in providing sufficient supplies of food, feed, and fiber for the market. Here's what we already know. We have ample feedstock supplies from EPA-approved pathways to meet the 2012 1 billion gallon volume obligation. Even better, we have enough feedstock to meet our industry vision of supplying 5% of distillate demand with biodiesel by the year 2015. By today's numbers, that's about 2 billion gallons of biodiesel. As MBB chairman, I assure you that we'll be applying a multitude of assets to meet this goal. Crop technology offering increased yields will lead the way. Our feedstock efforts are supported by currently available fats and greases and supplemented by inedible corn oil extraction at U.S. ethanol plants. These feedstock supplying enhancing technologies are here today. Thanks to the research efforts of today's life science companies and new partnerships across agriculture. These are realistic goals for our industry. Now, I want to talk a little bit about the tax incentive. This is one of the most successful pieces of energy legislation in the history of America. Since its inception in 2004, it's done what we said it would. It created jobs. It built brick and mortar renewable refinery capacity. It stimulated economic development and tax revenue that exceeded the cost to the U.S. Treasury. But I think many in the biodiesel industry took the tax credit for granted. And we underestimated the sheer effort it took to be enacted and extended 3 times in only 6 years. After last year, we all now recognize how difficult it can be to navigate the legislative process, even with a well-supported bipartisan policy. Later this morning, we'll hear from Manning Faraci, who leads our Stellar Federal Affairs team, on how we'll move forward in a Congress whose priority will be debt reduction. As MBB chairman, I intend to tackle the challenges we've discussed today with the perspective of a fuel producer and marketer. Being the first fuel producer to hold the office, I'd like to speak directly to America's soybean farmers, especially those in our audience. I've been around this industry since before there was much of an industry at all, and I've seen firsthand what soybean farmers have done to support it. From your early vision to create a multi-feedstock industry, to your steadfast leadership, your generous support and investment in research and education through your checkoff programs, to your grassroots policy support. And now, even your foresight to recognize that the time has come to support a biodiesel chairman as chairman. We simply would not have a U.S. biodiesel industry were it not for the generous support of America's soybean farmers like you. With their partnership, we've created an incredible, powerful leveraging of resources. As Joe pointed out, they've stepped up again to support a bold communications program that will help us establish biodiesel from a diverse array of feedstocks as an advanced biofuel. I intend to continue to rely on the seasoned leadership of the 6 farmers in our governing board, and especially our chairman, Vice Chairman Ed Ulch. Also, as your chairman, I want to tell our producer and marketer members that I understand the difficulties and complexities of this business, and I intend to bring that knowledge into my new role. MBB is an excellent organization that I'm proud to be a part of, but we can always improve. We need to listen more and encourage more involvement by our members. 2011 is going to be a critical year for our industry and our future. We need your voice and action in that effort. As your chairman, I want to hear from you on your ideas about policy and on ways that we can increase your membership value. And finally, I ask this: let's stick together. We can only accomplish what we need to through a unified voice. We simply cannot afford to splinter into factions, dividing up limited resources to pursue contrasting messages and visions. We must avoid the temptation to move anywhere but straight ahead. As a united industry, we've faced what we hope will be remembered as our darkest years, so we can keep it together through anything. Meeting our 5x15 vision won't be easy, but it will certainly be worthwhile. I believe in biodiesel because we've proven that we can take an idea, work together, develop it, and make it thrive. I like to think that every chair out there has someone in it who believes in biodiesel. You're in that chair today not just because biodiesel is how you earn your living, but it's because it's how you'll earn your legacy. Thank you, and have a great show.